I love seeing you in this uniform. It's just, I watched you your whole career, so it's, you look great in it.
Well, it's great to, again, feel like this is coming home and to feel comfortable in this uniform. I'll be always be grateful for the Guggenheim Group and Stan Kasten and what they're doing to help folks remember that there was a history and a tradition, and I know they're putting a lot of effort into it, and I'm very proud of my page in this history book, and it's nice to come back and celebrate that history with some good friends.
And I missed the game last night. I got to ask you, how's your bobblehead look?
My bobblehead looks fine.
Does it really bounce a lot?
Well, I think I was so fortunate that they could get Oscar Gamble to pose for the hair. So now I feel perfect.
Well, you know, your buddy Billy Russell, over, I just talked to him, and he said, you know, Sutton looks the same. He still looks like a poodle. And I said, I don't know if that's the nicest thing he's ever said, but...
sure.
I think you have to take that however you want.
I think I'll like it. I think I like it. Anything he says is all right. There are some guys here I haven't seen in such a long time, and I cherish the memory of the days with them, so it's nice to recall those memories.
Was there anyone specifically that you hadn't spoken to in many years that was like, wow, I really want to see him?
Well, I wanted to see Maury.
Really?
And Maury I see periodically, but when I came onto the ball club, he was a shortstop. And I think for a couple of years, I didn't know his name was anything other than Captain.
Oh, that's
because
funny.
Every time there was something that popped up, he would come to the mound, and he called me Elmer, which is my nickname. So he'd come in, and he'd go, well, Elmer, we need to get a ground ball here. But I value and I treasure all that he contributed to my career early.
Is it different coming here as a Hall of Famer than when you weren't?
I don't know. I don't think it changes that much.
But you have HOF after your name forever, right?
Well, I guess that makes a difference. I just feel like it rewards my efforts and a lot of other people who believed I could do it. But I love coming to work here. I treated it as work. I know I wasn't as much fun as a lot of the players, and I wasn't as many giggles and all of that. But I came to work, and I came prepared, and I love being able to come to work here.
By the way, I knew all your stats, but what I didn't know, and I just saw this a couple days ago, your shutouts were unbelievable. Did you have like 58 of them or 59, something like that?
I'll take your word for it.
That's like top five all time. Right. I wasn't aware of that. That's bad, huh?
A lot of chucking and ducking.
Yeah, whatever works.
No, there are a lot of things. I think if you asked me, though, what one thing am I proudest of being here, and I think that was the fact that Walter Alston and Tommy Lasorda knew that every fifth day they could write my name down and I'd be on the mound.
By the way, there's one guy not here, and I talked to Farrelly and a few other guys. What would it be to have Don Drysdale here for this?
There are two. Let me add another guy.
Yeah.
And both of them contributed so much to my career. Big D, Sandy, and Claude Osteen were all great. And the thing they did is I was an unpolished hillbilly from South Alabama. They didn't let me embarrass myself. I missed John Roseboro.
Ooh, John. Yeah, Gabby.
You think about it when you're a 21-year-old pitcher coming to the big leagues and they hand you to John Roseboro, and get me better.
So did he teach you a lot of things? How to live as a big leaguer?
Well, he did, but he also taught me the in the game, how to pitch, what to look for, what to do. And if I did it well, he would be the first to say, that's what I'm talking about.
That's awesome.
Young blood, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, that's great. So good to see you, Don.
Great memories. Thank you.